There was a program one time on television some years back about a family, and as many of the programs are. But this particular family in one episode came home from church on a Sunday, and they had heard a sermon about love, and their hearts were just filled with love. Oh, they just talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. But as they began eating their Sunday dinner around the table, they began bickering and fighting and bringing up old grudges and hurting one another and knowing the most vulnerable areas of their brothers and sisters and their mother. They just laid into each other. And before long, they were screaming and crying and tearing at each other. And they had just heard that sermon on love. Listen to what John the Apostle says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not does not know God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. You see, that is the prime virtue of a Christian, that which the Holy Spirit produces in us when we have submitted ourselves to God and received of His Spirit. Love comes forth. Not the kind of love that the world knows, not physical love between a man and a woman, or even friendship. It is that divine love that treats others as we would want to be treated, that is unconditional, that does not retaliate for wrongdoing, but believes God who justifies the righteous and trust in His judgment of every person. Friends, I will say with the apostle, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that does not love does not know God, for God is love. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me to have a heart of love today. It is so difficult in this time when there's so much conflict in the world. There's conflict in our government. There's conflict in our community, in our families. Oh Lord, I pray that You would help me to treat others as You have treated me, to treat others as I want to be treated. And I pray in the name of Jesus that my heart would be filled with this kind of divine love for everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.